Okay, so I asked you to take a look at the Chumash and Parshas Mishpatim, and if you take a look carefully, you'll notice that the first set of psukim, I'm taking a look, let's start with Perek Chaf Aleph, and we said to take a look from where we're starting from, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. So again, that's talking about Ritzicha Beshogeg, you go run to Ir Mikla. Even if he's on the Mizbeach, the Torah tells us, will you pull him off the Mizbeach if he killed someone to take care of his judgment? The answer is yes. Maka of Ve'imo Mosimos. So now we're not to a murderer, we're talking about someone who hits his parents. Chayav Misa, Gonev Ish, a kidnapper. Mosimas. Mekal Avivimo. Mosimas. The Chirivun Anoshim Vihika Ishas Reyo Be'Evan Obeh Grove. Two people are fighting. There's a. Someone gets injured. Benaf Alamishkov. Is anyone killed?
No
one is killed. So then you have to pay disability. Rak Shivto Yitain Berapo Yirape. And you have to pay Rafua. Then the Torah tells us if you hit an Eved or an Ama, Umeis. So then, one set of Onshim, Achim Yomo Yamam Yamod, if you didn't kill him right away, he survives for a little bit. So then, you're not going to be Chayiv Misa. Thank you very, very much. I did get Stavi to miss a thing. I really appreciate it. And then the Torah says, Viter, V'chi Natsu Anashim V'nafu Isha Harab, two people fighting, pregnant woman, miscarries, you pay money. She dies. Ason yeah, then you chayv misa. Finally, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, regel tachas regel, etc., etc. V'chiyake ishes ein avdo, o es ein amaso, v'shichasa lechafshi yishalchenu takzeno, v'mshein avdo, shein amaso yipil, lechafshi yishalchenu takashino. So that's the din of what we call shein v'ayin. If you knock out a tooth or an eye of an Eved Kanani, then the Eved Kanani goes free. Now you'll notice, a lot of different dinim, a lot of halachos. What, I don't know what the fancy word is, but what liturgical letter identifies a separation of each din? Yes, Mr. Fried.
A
stuma. There's a samach over here. So every different little parsha, there's a stuma. Highlighted, each one is a little bit different. And that sets off every sub-din, I will call it. And then over here, we stopped, Pasuk of Zion, you have a what? A pay, a petucha. What does that mean? An opening. There's a major gap. If you look at the Torah, there'll be a major gap. In English, we'd call that like a really, really, like a new chapter. A new chapter. Maybe the samachs are new paragraphs. And the pay is a new chapter. So the parsha, even though the prakim, who made these prakim in Chumash, if I may ask? Not the Jews. Our chapters are the pays. Samachs are the, what I'll call the subparagraphs. The pays is a new chapter. So we just closed the chapter at Pasuk Chaf Zayin. And if I were to ask you what is the common denominator of every din in the prior chapters, in the prior subsections, paragraphs, what would you say is the common denominator of everything we looked at up until that time? Yes, Yehuda Speier.
Person.
What?
A person. Like,
okay. What we're going to call Adam Hamazik. A person doing some kind of damage. A person killing, a person wounding an Eved, a person wounding an Isha, a person causing a miscarriage, a person damaging a person's eye, etc., etc. It's all the parsha of Adam Hamazik. Is that clear? Okay. Now, we shift out. And in the next chapter, we move on to the Kiyigach Shur Es Ish O Es Isha Vames. So right away, there's a major shift. Now we're no longer in the world of Adam HaMazik. We are moving into the world of, I don't want to say Shor HaMazik, a little broader than that. This is what we call Mamon HaMazik. Mamon HaMazik, meaning, I'll explain, where it's my property that is doing damage. So the next section is all Mamon HaMazik. Now we are learning this year Bava Kamma. And the first six prakim of Bava Kamma, which some whimsically call Bava Kamma Kamma, is Mamon HaMazik. That's the topic of Mamon HaMazik. That's the next set of psukim is really the elaboration of the Torah Sheva'al Peh. Bava Kamma, the first part of Bava Kamma, is all Mamon HaMazik. Good? So we're going to focus on these psukim more carefully. Okay? And I subdivide a little bit for you in number two in the Maror Makom. So let's take a look. V'chiyigach shor es ish, o es isha, v'ameis. Sako yisakel ashor, v'lo yeechel es besaro, u'bal ashor naki. So this is what we call a short tam. It has not yet shown a propensity for goring, but it kills someone. So what do you do with the shor? The shor is chayv misa. What happens to the bal ashor? He's naki. He's naki. Can you eat the basar of the bal ashor? No, the shor is aser bahano. Fine. Vim shor nagachu mitmoshul shom, v'hu ad b'ba'ala v'lo yishmerenu, v'heimis isho isha ha'shor yisakel, v'gam b'ala v'yumas. If it's a shor muad, it's already done this a number of times. So now, the shor gets killed, and the baal is chayv misa. Rashi says, misa b'day shamay. Im kofer yushas alav, v'nasam pidya nafsho, k'chol asher yushas alav, o ben yigach o bas yigach, kamishpat hazeh yaseh lo. So he can get out of it with a kofar by paying money. He can go ahead and relieve himself of that chiv misa. And im eved yigach shor, o ama, kesef shoshim shkalim, yitain la'adonav ashor yisakel. And then I have a samach. So in Mamon HaMazik, the first parasha we have, which is really what I'm going to call, it's a parasha of shor, what we call shor haniskal, a shor that kills. It's a murderous shor, whether it kills an adult, a child, and Eved, this is the din of Shor HaNitzel. So far, so good? And that's like a Misa Dik world. Next. The Chiyiftach Ish Bor, O Chiyichre Ish Bor, Velo Yechasenu, Venafal Shama, Shor Ochamor, Bala Bor Yeshalam, Kesed Yashiv Lebala, Vahameis Yehlo. Next parasha is the Sugya of a Bor. Famous topic. Where do you build this boar? Where do you put this boar? Rishus HaRabim. And an animal fell into the boar and died. Something happened, so that's a chiyuv nezek. Okay. Now, next parasha. V'chiyigov shor ish es shor re'eyu v'meis. Umacharoes hashor hachai v'chatzus kaspo v'gam samei sichatzun. Oh no, the kishon agachu mitmoshul shom lo yishmerenu ba'alav yishalim yishalim shor takzah shor v'ameis yelo. Now this third parashim shor in Nizke Mamon is shor tam shor bua. You have a shor tam. He has not yet shown propensity toward an animal. What's the halacha? No. Gordon animal. You have to pay half. Chatzin Ezek. And if it's a shormua, then no stoning. Stoning. They pay Nezek Shalim. Shortam, shormua, Nezek, Chatzin Ezek, Nezek Shalim. Good? Good? Okay, simple. Next parasha. Ki yignov ish shor oseh. Utvacho mecharo chamisha bakar yishalim tachas ashur. V'arbatzon tachas ha-seh. And that ends the parak. So then we have the din of Gnevas Shor V'seh, what we call the din of Dalet V'hei, Gneva, and that's over here in rounding out parak of Zayin. Good? Okay. Perek Chaf Beis. Sorry, we finished Perek Chaf Aleph. Gnevas Shor V'Seh, where you pay Dala Behe. You pay Kefel, if you shechted it or you sold it, then Dala Behe. Josh, you don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, Hashem. Amazing. Okay. That's the seventh parak of Masechet Bava Kama. You steal a shor and seh, you have to pay double. If you then shecht it or you sell it, you have to pay for a shor 5 times its value, and for a seh, 4 times its value. Okay. Next. Now notice, you'll see clearly the Christians did the chumash. Not the Christians, but the non-Jews. Because if I'm setting this up, we just talked about Geneva. And now the Torah tells new perek in b'machteres imatzei aganav, and if the ganav is tunneling, he's not stealing from the sod, he's tunneling into your house. Vuhukav ameis ein lo damim imzarcha Hashem is etcetera. This is part of the world of gnei. So I'm just going to include that as a subcategory. That's in b'machteres, a special dinim that applies to a ganav who enters into your home. You're allowed to kill him, because he might come and kill you. Ain lo damim. If he's someone you know is not going to kill you, then you're not allowed to kill him. But basically, that's a subcategory of the world of gneiva. And that's why in our symbols, it's all in the same parshiya. Fine. Now, pasuk dalet of Perikla Beis. Ki yaver ish sadeh o kerem v'shilach es bi'iro. Upir biste acher metav sader metav karmo yishalem. Does anyone know what this pasuk is talking about? Does anyone know what this pasuk is talking about? Natan?
Sets fire to.
That's a good answer, but it's not correct. It's a really good answer. Really good answer. I would have said that too, maybe. But the next pasuk says, ki seitse eish. So that's. Yes? That's a fire. It's a good answer. That's Natan's answer. But you're also wrong. Yeah!
A crop stepping animal.
That's fair. We'll take that one. Look at Rashi. If you look at Rashi on the word ki yiva'er, or bi'er. U'bi'er kulam lashem behema. Ki yiva'er. Yolid behemosa besada v'kerem shel chaveru. So basically, you take your animal. Can you give me an animal?
Sure.
Okay, sure. And you walk it into someone else's field. And what does a shore do when it's in someone else's field? It does one of two things typically in someone else's field. It will either eat, and in Bava Kama language, what do we call eating?
Shame.
It will either shame, or it will
stomp,
trample. And what do we call that?
Regular.
That we call regular. So therefore, what's this shore over here? If we talked about shame, regular over here, what's this talking about? This is talking about, it is. It says, ki yigach, shore. What does ki yigach mean?
Quarry.
It's what we call care. So far, so good?
Yeah.
So far, so good? Simple stuff, just learning Chumash, no questions yet. I have a lot of questions. I have a plethora of questions. But not yet. Not yet. Okay. Six. Natan, what's six?
Six is a person who sets a fire.
Excellent. Ki teitze eish umotza koitzin. I'm sorry. Yeah. Ki teitze eish umatza kotzim v'necha gadish kama o hasada shalim yishalim avis ha-be'era. So it's confusing because the word be'era here is talking about, it's a field, but it's a little confusing. But then we go into eish, and then we go into something totally new. Ki yitein ish el re'eyu kesef o kelim lishmor. Etc. These psukim are talking about what? Shom.
Then the Torah moves into the Arba Shom.
And that's how that'll get us all the way till the end of this Parshia. Okay, so those are our topics in Nizkei Mamon. Now, Corey, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I didn't understand how you got from like the Shein Regel and the Keren.
How I got there.
Yeah, it was like...
I got there because I've learned Bava Kamma's how I got there, really. But Rashi got me there also. And the din of... Sure, really is going to have three subcategories of forms. There's one subcategory that's Kiyigach. The word Kiyigach means goring, Keren. That's when it uses its horns to do damage. And then Shein V'Regel is when, in the ordinary course of animalistic activity, it walks, it eats. So that here, it's like doing something aggressive. Nekicha is aggressive, but that's our setup. Any, I'm now asking, are there any structural questions, questions that you have on how the Torah is teaching me these halachas? Yes, Ari, share.
Yeah, it's totally out of order.
It's totally out of order. Explain what you mean specifically.
Because Baal Machdaris is placed in the middle and put the Gneva and it should go with the Shomer down.
Where do you want to put Gneva? You want to put Gneva with Shomer.
Yeah. Either before or after.
Yeah. I'll tell you where I would put Gneva. I think Gneva is out of place. Because we're in the parasha here of Nizkei. Mom. Is a Ganav part of the parasha of Nizkei Mama? No. Where does Ghana belong? You could put him by Shomrim. That might be a logical place to put him. Knock him down. Or you can put him back to Adam HaMazik. He belongs by Adam HaMazik. A Shomer, like, has a task. He might fail in his Shmirat night, different Shomrim. I'd put him by Adam HaMazik. That's what I would put a Ghana. Yeah, for some reason, the Torah slapped it right here in the middle. I don't get that. It's a good kasha. It's problematic. Any other issues that you have? Yes, Elishir.
Three different types of shomer. There is a half on the should have, like, all the different cases that involve the shomer being the perpetrator,
the patient. Yeah, why are you dividing? You're sticking Gneva in here. Why not put all of shomer together? And that's a double question. First of all, I have the shomer that kills someone. Shomer HaNiskal, which is how the parasha opens up. And then tell me Shor. Tell me Dinei Shor. Go from Shor Nischal to Shor that damages Karen. Tell me Shor Shein V'Regel. Put all of Shor together. But that's not what the Torah does. Shor, Bor interruption, Shor Tambuot, Gneva interruption, Shor Shein V'Regel. Not how I would have written the Torah. It's me personally. Not how I would do it. So you have a question?
Yeah.
I like that point. That's an excellent point. If I'm going to go ahead and put Mazikin together, the two that are perhaps most similar is Bor and Esh. Because Bor, what am I doing at the moment of the Hezek? Nothing. I set up the Hezek, but I'm not doing anything at the moment of the Hezek. By Esh, what am I doing at the moment of the Hezek? Nothing. I set up the Hezek, but I'm doing nothing at the moment of the Hezek. So I'm going to lump some Mazikim together. Yeah, Bor and Esh would seem to be a nice pair, and you'll see in the Masechet, Bor and Esh are going to come up a lot together, because they have that commonality. This doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
But why is the shore that ran loose and was trampling someone else's field? I think that should be with H.
Why? Ah, okay. Because they're both fields.
Because they both move and you're not.
Okay. There is something to that. Fair. He's saying that maybe shore Shein V'Regel and Esh, maybe there is a relationship there, and that's fair, and I think he's onto something. Elishir?
Maybe the cases are in a happened to the case. So for sure, for the first big case, it's all with an ox is killed. In other cases, an ox is dead. It's just like a seal's aid or some good sense property. No one's killing him. So like, sure, it's an ox works on an ox. The more the ox dies, the more it's paid. Like, sure, when it's a carrot and it kills another ox, those are three specific cases. But then the rest of the cases, no animal's not.
Okay. Okay, you're starting to get onto something which I want to just bring home for you. Every Rosh Yeshiva, every Rebbe who's teaching Shir in Bava Kama, always the first Shir in all the yeshivas. You look at all the Svarim, the first Shir, and we're going to talk about it too. Because that's what we do. Is there an Isser Mazik? It's the first Shir everyone talks about. Is there an Isser Mazik? What do I mean by Isser Mazik? What do I mean by an Isser Mazik? I know that if I mazik someone, I have to pay. That I know. But is there an Avera to be mazik someone? And if there is an Avera, for someone to be an Avera, what do you need? No, you don't need Aiden to be an Avera. It's an Avera without Aiden, believe me. What do you need for someone to be an Avera? No, you need a pasuk. You need a source. If it's not there, you need a source. So is there a source for an Isser Mazik? And everyone assumes there's got to be an Isser Mazik. But did you see any pasuk in this parasha of Hezek that identifies a source for the Isser Mazik? All it says is there's a consequence of being Mazik. There's a consequence. But is there a source? Does the Torah ever say, Al Tazik? You could be hard pressed to find. You might come up with some fluffy sources, like the Haftarecha Kamocha type source, some global kind of source. But you read the Pesukim. Is there a source that says, Al Tazik? You're not going to find it. You're not going to find it. And it's a problem. It's a problem. Because I assume, let's say I happen to, I don't know, can I go ahead and is it mutter to recklessly play hardball in the middle of the street, knowing that the odds are very high of a line drive breaking someone's car window? Is it, it's not a boar, Bishas Harabim. I'm not a boy. What I'm asking is, can I go ahead and do that? I'll pay for it. If it happens, I'm going to shell out and go in knowingly it might happen, and I'll pay. I have no problem paying. But can I go ahead, lechatchila, and doing that with an intention of paying? Can you do that? Or is there an isser mazik that you can't do it because there's an isser to do it? So that's a question of the Achronim grapple. It's an important question, but I think there's a clue here, and I think we're starting to develop it. Look at the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra, source number 3. So the Ibn Ezra is bothered. In Chumash, on these psukim, he says, O Melacha, klal lefanai sha'achel lefaris. I'm giving you a klal. Ki kol mishpat o mitzvah, kol echad omed bifnei atzno. Every mitzvah is omed bifnei atzno. In this parsha, he's in Mishpatim. If I can find a way, a reason, a time, why this is juxtaposed to that, I'll try and do so. I'll try and find a connection between these juxtapositions. And if I fail in that mission, and he's going to fail, he says, I don't know the connections. No. It's our lacking and not the Torah's lacking. There is a Seder here. And I'm going to tell you what the Seder is. Not my pshat, but I think it's the emistic pshat. And Ellie kind of touched on it. When you learn Bava Kama, we are going to be fixated on the consequences of damage. You have to pay Nezek Shalem, Chatzi Nezek, are you Potter, are you Chayev, the scenarios, that's going to be our focus. Consequences. what I will say after the fact consequences. But the Torah here is speaking, as Reuben, big word coming, prophylactically. The Torah is trying to send you a message in advance. And that is, I believe, is an overarching vision of be protective of other people's property. And our focus in this Maseka, and what I tried to set you up with on this board, is everything that I wrote over here is focused on the Mazik. Shor Haniska, Bor, Shor, Ganav is Adam, Shor, Eish, Arba Shomrim, is the damager. And that's not the Seder HaParsha. The Torah is telling you, focus on not the damager, but the damagee, that which is being damaged. And as Eli said, Shor Haniska. What are we speaking about, Shor Haniska? What's the real topic in Shor Haniska? It's not so much about the shor, but make sure your shor doesn't
kill
Adam. Because the most precious asset that a person has is himself. So protect Adam. Make sure you're sure whether he's a mu'ad or a tam doesn't kill Adam. Next. Shor tam mu'ad. What are we talking about? Is an ox killing what? Killing a shor. Karen is about damaging a shor. Back in the day, in the time of the Torah, what was the next most important asset to a person?
His animals.
His animals. So then we move into, we're focused not on the mazik, we're focused on the victim. The Seder is the victim. Adam is first, then shor. Notice, what's Geneva doing here? Geneva is part of Adam Amazik. No! You're missing the point. It's Geneva's Shor v'seh. Yechayev dal v'hei, you're stealing an ox or a seh. Yep, it's our pattern. Then, back in the day, not today, but back in the day, what's a person's next most valuable asset? His fields, his property, his crops. So then, Shor shein v'regel, what's he trampling, what's he eating? He's eating sada. Eish, what's Eish consuming? Sada. So that's going to be next in our hierarchy. And then Arba Shomrim. Arba Shomrim, what do you give to a Shomrim? You give your kalim to a Shomrim. What's the lowest level asset, if you will, in the Torah's hierarchy? Is metalim. Metalim, movable property. And therefore, we close our parsha of Niskei Mammon with metalim. And the focus here is It's not the mazik. It's the damagee, is the assets of the person. That's really going to be your Seder HaParsha. You even look at other mamazik, you'll see the same kind of structure as we talk about killing someone and then an eved and going down the hierarchy. It's the same type of structure over there as well. But that seems to be our order over here. And perhaps, I don't need a pasuk to tell me exactly what is the iser mazik. Because the whole thrust of the parasha is saying, be sensitive and wary of the victim, and that's really our focus. That's the focus. Now, if you take a look, one other tidbit I just want to add here, and that's as follows. There's a very important drasha. We'll get to it. Look at source number 4, and then we'll stop. Torah tells us, V'nofal shama shor o chamor. So if a shor falls into a pit. What else falls into a pit? A chamor. And the Torah is this wild rush. It's a pretty wild rush. Chazal. It's a wild rush. Shor v'lo adam. If a person falls into a pit and gets hurt, breaks his leg, do you have to pay? If a person fell into a pit, do you have to pay? It says no. Shor v'lo adam. And then it says chamor v'lo kalim. Let's say my glass jar, I dropped it by accident to the pit and it broke in the pit. A cleat fell into the pit. and it breaks, what's the halacha? I don't have to pay. The Baal HaBor doesn't have to pay. So the Torah tells us, Bor, Nafal Sham, Shor, Ve, Chamor. So the Gemara understands, Shor is coming to exclude something. What's coming to exclude? Shor below, Adam. Chamor below, okay. Why? Why? So you might answer, okay, the drasha, whatever. So I'm telling you, the answer is because Chazal read the Chumash. And when you read the Chumash, and they saw Bor is part of now this new world of victim. What's the victim? The victim is? The victim is Shor v'chamor. We're entering into this new universe. We've left the world of Adam. We're not yet in the world of Caleb. So why is Bor Chayev? What is Bor Chayev in? Is only Chayev in? It's not just a random drasha of Shor v'chamor and not Adam and Caleb. It's a function of its placement in the Chumash. It's, I'm sorry, where Bor is over here, it's part of the victim being an animal, and therefore the Mechayev of Bor is only Chayev in Behemos, Shor v'chamor, it's Pater in Adam and Caleb. The Gemara has the drasha. The drasha, I think, is coming from Chazal's reading and understanding of this pasuk. Okay, let's think about that a little bit. You have Chazara tonight. I don't think it'll be Chazara. There's tonight, this will be a special shir intro, but Chazara double is from tomorrow. And Shkoyach, have an excellent afternoon.